Greetings, friends. So, it's a new year and a new decade, 2020. And in the spirit of this new year, this new decade, a question. Are you going to let your life simply be a repetition or regurgitation of what it has been before? Or will you allow yourself to dream and to create a more beautiful life this year and this decade than you have ever known? You're listening to another episode of the Soul Real podcast, where we're sharing only deep and meaningful and real vibes about life. This is Soulman, and I hope that you enjoy this episode on the need to dream. The thing that I think makes us most uniquely human, besides thumbs, opposable thumbs and all, is the ability to dream. The ability to consciously imagine possibilities that may not exist as yet. You know, to imagine stories, to imagine art, to imagine music, to imagine possibilities for your life. Possibilities for the world that you live in that may not exist as yet. The ability to imagine, to dream. No other living creature has that ability. You know, every plant, every animal is living based on instinct, based on impulse. They live responding to the environment, the circumstances around them. But only the human being has the ability to sit and consciously dream, imagine out of infinite possibilities, things that may not exist as yet. And friends, that is a gift. That is something special, something sacred. It's something to be used. Imagine one of these superheroes, you know, the Superman, Spider-Man, one of them, who have all of these superpowers and they just don't use it. You know, first of all, that would just not make a very exciting comic book. But also, just why? If you have these abilities, these superpowers, why would you not use them? And likewise, if we have this special gift, why not use it? But friends, most of us don't use this gift in its fullness. How often do you sit and allow yourself to just consciously imagine, to dream up the most beautiful possibilities for your life? The most beautiful possibilities for the world that you want to live in, or the most beautiful possibility for the next day, or for the next moment in your life. The thing is, friends, that ability to dream is not just a mental thing. The ability to really effectively dream is to have the ability to actually create that possibility in the world. But it begins with dreaming and dreaming effectively, in a way. I want to talk more deeply about that later on. But most of us never allow ourselves to truly and fully dream. For many of us, most of our time in a day is spent in a job, spent trying to work to, you know, earn the money that we need to survive or to buy the things that we want. So most of our mental energy and attention is spent responding to the needs of our job, in a way. And then for a lot of us, even when we go home and the free time that we do have is spent engaged in some form of media, entertainment, a film or a book or scrolling social media, you know. So even all of that time, our mental attention is focused into something. And it's interesting, you know, because like social media is all about other people's lives. And our attention is focused in all of what other people's lives are about. But what about that time for you to sit and think about your own life? Think about the most beautiful possibilities for your own life. So most of us don't ever even have the real time or energy or attention to sit and to use this ability to dream. But there's a deeper layer in it too, which is that in this world that we live in, this culture, disconnected, dysfunctional culture, there has been this kind of cultural narrative passed on. It's really subtle, but it's present, you know. That narrative that dreaming is something out of touch with reality. You know, to be a dreamer is synonymous with being naive or childish or foolish, or even children daydreaming. It's like, you know, pay attention. And constantly there's this narrative being told that to dream is something foolish. It's not sensible. What is sensible is to face the hard, concrete reality, face the facts, is to put your head down, get a job, earn the money to get the financial security, to have insurance, to be sensible, make sure things are in place. You know, don't be naive. Don't be a child. Forget about those foolish dreams and be sensible. And the people who do that are the people who are more respected. You know, those are the people who fit in with society and things work for them. The bank and everything works for them now, you know. But these people are just living out, repeating the same story that has been for the last few hundred years. They're not creating something new, something more beautiful. They're not progressing, evolving the world. They're just repeating the old story. And that narrative is definitely changing now. You can see it in the world. It's changing. But there is still a lot of conditioning from that narrative that is present in us and is experienced as when you do get some excited, inspired idea, some beautiful dream is born inside of you. And right away you hear these voices that's like, yeah, but I don't have the time to do that, Dread. Or I don't have the money. Or I don't have the resources. Or what if I try that and I fail and I look like a big fool? Or just like, that would never be possible. You know, right away this voice of doubt that comes in and immediately just cuts off the beauty of that dream and stops that dream in its tracks. Or there's also these voices that come in, we get some dream is born in us, some excited, inspired idea, and right away this voice comes in that's like, alright, cool, so how are we gonna make this happen? We have to create a 5-year plan, 3-year plan, 1-year plan, set these goals, make this happen, I have to do that. And right away the beauty of the dream is lost and it becomes something tense, something stressful. You know, it's no longer something inspiring. It's now something that you need to motivate yourself to. And you eventually burn out and then think, well, maybe I wasn't meant to do that in the first place anyway. That as well, I think, is a result of that whole cultural narrative. And friends, in this dysfunctional world we live in, there's the constant voice of marketing and advertising that is always telling us that we are not good enough. We're never good enough. There's always some flaw that we need to recognize so that we can buy this thing, realize that we need this thing. We're never good enough. In other words, we're not worthy. And you can't feel unworthy and allow yourself the beauty of a dream at the same time. To allow yourself to feel the inspiration, the call, the beauty of some exciting possibility, you have to feel that sense of worthiness that this is something possible. So friends, for us to really use this ability to dream in its fullness, we need to be wary of all of these voices in our culture that tell us in any way that we are not good enough. Any of the voices that say it's foolish and it's naive to dream. Any of the voices that say you just need to be sensible and put your head down and play it safe. And we need to come back to that reality that we are children of the universe. We are eternally worthy. We are equal to even the greatest star, the greatest galaxy. That we are the same flow of energy of life from the first ever atom to now this human form with such beauty and complexity that we have the ability to dream of possibilities of things that do not exist as yet. Everything about us is sacred. Nobody could ever take that away from us. And our ability to dream is a gift that we need to use.
Take the world into our hands and sail our ships on towards another land. In our hearts we carry on for the dreams we take along. Say what they will, they will, oh, they could be wrong. Cause the dreams we dream are all our own. The stars were made to behold. We know that the dreams we dream are all. They speak harshly for the dangers in the wind. Go home unknown and fold away your flowing wings. But in our hearts we carry on for the dreams we take along. Say what they will, oh, say what they will, oh, they could be wrong. Cause the dreams we dream are all our own. The stars were made to behold. We know that the dreams we dream are all.
My friends, as I said before, this ability to dream is more than just a mental thing. You know, the ability to dream effectively is to be able to create those dreams into something real in the world. But we have to know how to dream effectively, otherwise we kind of stop that process. So what do I mean by to dream effectively? So taking his vibes, it's like to imagine something, to really imagine something is more than just having a kind of vague idea in your mind. When you imagine something, it's a sensual experience. It's your senses, you know, your inner senses. When you really imagine something, it's like you see the person who's there in that imagination. It's like you see them with your mind's eye. You smell the smells, you hear the sounds. You use your five senses in a way to imagine a reality. I mean, think of a memory. Just taking a memory now, to any random memory of something that happened to you today. When you get into that memory, it's a sense experience, right? You can remember what you were seeing, remember what you were hearing, etc. You use your senses. And the thing about that is, when you imagine, when your senses are engaged in imagination, it evokes emotion. So think of a memory now. Just take a little moment and think of some memory in your life that was something really beautiful, something that made you happy. When you could think of that thing and get into the memory of it, feel yourself there in the memory of it. Imagine it as real now. And you see how the emotions were present at that time. They start to come alive in you now through the imagination of it. So to imagine, to get into your senses in imagination, it evokes a feeling. Now, what I think is extremely important about that is that whatever state of feeling, of emotion that we're in, that always influences and inspires our thoughts, our words, and our actions based on the mood that we're in. Think about it. If you're in a really good mood someday, then things that might normally annoy you, you don't really take on. And instead, the thoughts that come to your mind are more uplifting thoughts. And you say things to people that are uplifting. And you do actions that bring out that good feeling into the world. Or likewise, if you're angry, if you feel a strong emotion of anger, you're inspired to thoughts that feel angry. You start to think of something that somebody did to you, and it's like, you know, you go through that story in your mind and it makes you more angry. And then you go out and you get inspired to say words to people that are angry words. People get you frustrated and you cuss them. Oh, your actions are angry. You drive aggressively, etc. So by holding that emotion of anger, you are expressing and you are bringing that vibe of anger alive in the world. You're making it real in the world. So through imagining, getting into the sense imagination of something, you evoke a mood. By holding on to that mood, experiencing that mood, you then are inspired or influenced into thoughts, words, and actions that make that vibe real in the world. So it's like the imagination leads to the mood leads to the inspiration for action, and the action leads to the result, or that which we are creating out into the world. So that to me is like the technology really of dreaming. If you can, for any aspect of your life, just allow yourself to sit and imagine the most beautiful possibility for that thing. Say for a relationship, or for your career, or something. If you can allow yourself to sit and just playfully imagine, dream up what is the most beautiful experience that you can have in that thing. Allow yourself to feel it, to imagine it as real. Feel the emotions start to bubble up and hold on to those emotions. Then it's logical and naturally you will be living from that place and creating that into something real that you would experience in your life. That to me is an extremely subtle but powerful process, you know. And you can see that if you introduce doubt into that dream, all that it does is stop you from experiencing the emotion of the dream. If you start to imagine something extremely beautiful, you think of the most beautiful thing that you could be doing in your life, and it starts to fill you with excitement and joy and enthusiasm and eagerness. And then right away the thought comes in of like, yeah, but I don't have the money to do that. So that's, you know, that's stupid. That's not real. All that does is right away the emotion is gone and you're not able to bring out that into the world. There's no chance of it. By you doubting the possibility of it, you actually fulfill that there is no possibility of it. That's why, to me, friends, to dream effectively is extremely important. To know that it doesn't need to be possible yet. It's not about it being logically possible, or it's not about us being able to see how we're going to make these dreams possible. It's not about us making the 5-year plan and 3-year plan one time. The process of it is allowing ourselves to imagine, to dream. It's the process of us evoking emotion, evoking feeling in our heart, in our being. It's through that that we are creating that vibe into the world. And this is the process for art, you know. Artists are aware of this kind of vibe because, like for me, writing a song, it's like I may get some feeling of what the song is. I don't know how the song is going to sound yet or what the lyrics are going to be yet. But you just get this impulse of something beautiful, some beautiful seed of an idea. And just by enjoying the beauty of that idea, it's not even a song yet, it's just an idea, but it gives you that feeling, you know? And you're just kind of enjoying, just taking in the beauty of the possibility of that idea. Then certain lyric phrases start to come into my mind, or certain chord progressions that fit that feeling start to come. Or if I'm just playing around on the guitar, then, you know, certain things that resonate with that feeling, they start to come, they start to reveal themselves. And by staying with the beauty of that impulse of the idea, the dream, then the song is able to come out. It's able to be manifested as a song. Same way for any art form. And same way for life. I believe that strongly. The ability to allow yourself to dream up the most beautiful possibility for something, to simply hold on to the beauty of that possibility, disregard any sense of doubt, disregard any sense of it not being possible or not being not good enough for it, but just allowing yourself to enjoy the beauty of that dream, let it bubble in your emotions and your feeling, then you're inspired to thoughts, words, actions, to people, to vibes, to places that resonate with that feeling. And you're making it real in your life and in the world. I think, friends, it is something that takes practice, this being able to dream effectively and to have the wisdom to recognize our conditioning when it comes in and to know to just put it aside. To have the wisdom to recognize the voice of doubt and to put it aside. To have the wisdom to know this process of simply allowing ourselves to dream, to bubble in the beauty of a dream, and to be wary of any voice in ourselves or in people around us that says it's not possible, or you're not good enough, or any voice that tells us that we don't deserve to dream and to create what we think is most beautiful in the world. And instead, to listen only to that voice in us that says that we are eternally worthy. And those dreams that we think are most beautiful for our life and for the world that we live in are important. That those dreams are what carry the world forward, that bring beauty into the world, that make the world a better place. And that it is important for us to dream as sacred children of the universe. Our dreams are what make the world what it is. And we need to dream. Seen? So, fellow children of the universe, fellow dreamers, thank you. Thank you for dreaming your most beautiful dreams and for making this world, our world, a more beautiful place. Give thanks.